Charlemagne, King of the Franks, King of Lombardy, and Emperor of the Romans. Written by Kelly Mass. Narrated by Doug Green. Chapter 1. Who was Charlemagne? From 768 to 800, Charlemagne, also referred to as Charles the Great, was King of the Franks, King of the Lombards, and Emperor of the Romans. Charlemagne combined the majority of Western and Central Europe at the time of the early Middle Ages. Since the fall of the Western Roman Empire 3 centuries before, he was the first acknowledged emperor to rule from Western Europe. The Carolingian Empire is the name given to Charlemagne's broadening Frankish world. Antipope Pascal III later canonized him. Pepin the Short and Bertrada of Laon had an oldest child, Charlemagne, who was born before their marriage. Following his father's death in the year 768, he ended up being king of the Franks, at first as co-ruler with his brother Carloman I till the latter's death in the year 771. He followed his father's position to the papacy as sole king and became its protector, driving the Lombards out of northern Italy and leading an attack into Muslim Spain. He waged a campaign against the Saxons to his east, requiring them to convert to Christendom or face death, resulting in events like the Massacre of Verdun. He reached the peak of his power in the year 800, when Pope Leo III crowned him Emperor of the Romans on Christmas Day at Rome's Old St. Peter's Basilica. Charlemagne is referred to as the Father of Europe because he unified the majority of Western Europe for the first time since the Roman Empire's classical age, and parts of Europe that had never been governed by Franks or Romans. The Carolingian Renaissance, a time of vigorous cultural and intellectual activity in the Western Church, was stimulated by his reign. The Eastern Orthodox Church hated Charlemagne simply because of his support for the Filioque and the Pope's preference for him as emperor over Irene of Athens, the Byzantine Empire's first female emperor. Those and other disputes ultimately culminated in the Great Schism of 1054, which saw Rome and Constantinople split. In the year 814, Charlemagne passed away. In his royal capital city of Aachen, he was put to rest in the Aachen Cathedral. Charlemagne was married at the very least 4 times and had 3 lawful sons who grew up. Only Louis the Pious, the youngest, lived to succeed him. With his courtesans, he had a multitude of illegitimate children. It's possible that the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?